Thursday, March 4, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South Africa's largest steel producer, ArcelorMittal South Africa, announced on Wednesday that a dispute resolution process had been initiated in an attempt to resolve a matter between it and Kumba Iron Ore. The matter relates to a cost plus 3% supply deal, which the iron ore miner cancelled as from March 1, 2010. The JSE-listed group indicated that the dispute would be handled in accordance with the provisions of the supply agreement, which included arbitration. It announced that it had agreed with the JSE to lift the halt in the trade of its shares with immediate effect. ArcelorMittal South Africa said in a statement that it had considered assertions made by Sishen Iron Ore Company relating to its mineral rights at the Sishen mine, but that it remained of the firm opinion that the long-term supply agreement remained valid and binding, and that it would take all steps necessary to protect its shareholders in this regard. The South African National Roads Agency Limited has raised a further 837 million rand under its domestic medium-term note program in the second auction for this year, bringing the total funds raised for its road upgrade projects to 15.9 billion rand. The agency again tapped into its two bonds with maturities in 2020 and 2034, as well as issued a new 2023 inflation-linked bond for this auction, for which it received overall bids totaling 1.1 billion rand. The funds are being used to fund the expansion and upgrade of toll roads, particularly its 20 billion rand Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, which is planned to be substantially completed before the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Also making headlines, signs of life in the truck market emerge. Zimbabwe considers decommissioning the Hwange power plant. South Africa's business confidence rises on positive economic developments. And the African telecom sector is ready for consolidation, with MTN seen as an attractive asset. And that's a roundup of news making headlines today.